And welcome back to Coach's Corner. With us now, the head coach of the Rushford to Peterson Trojans. It's Davin Thompson. Coach, how's it going today?
It's going good, Luke. Thanks for having us on this morning.
Hey, thanks for being here, Coach. We certainly do appreciate it. A thrilling win for Rushford Peterson last night at home against a tough Randolph team. You get the win in overtime, 36-28. Mark it now 4 wins in a row for the Trojans. Coach, overall, take us through the game and how you thought the team played.
Yeah, it's just a very solid Randolph team. Offensively can run the ball. Nice quarterback. Actually 4 nice receivers as well. They can hurt you in the air and the ground. And more physical in person than they look like on film. So just a fun atmosphere last night at RP. Back and forth game. We actually got the ball to start. Grady Hingle took the kickoff, I think 65 yards, set us up inside the 20. We were able to kind of run some jet sweeps, some of our power package, and kind of just make a nice drive and finish in the end zone. Grady Hingle ended up going in from 1 yard out, and then he also made the extra point. So up 7-0 after the first drive, feeling pretty good. Kickoff to Randolph, cover the kickoff well. And then their quarterback, Benarette, throws a little bubble pass. We didn't get a line to the trips very well, throws a bubble pass. They take it 65 yards for a touchdown. So one play, we're tied up again. But kind of back and forth battle through the rest of the first half. Middle of the second quarter, they made a nice drive, and the quarterback 11 again find Tyson Corman in the end zone. That was a 5-yard pass. We just kind of lost them in coverage. They do a really nice job with their man-to-man routes and kind of rubbing, not really setting picks, but setting picks, rubbing. They just made a nice play. So going into the halftime, 14-7. Defensively, you know, we talked about at halftime that we were on our heels a little bit. You know, they do a lot of different things, a lot of different formation. I just felt like we were thinking a little bit, and we just needed to go. Just, you know, play football, get aligned, and then play. Quit thinking so much. And I thought the kids did a really good job of that in the second half. And then offensively, we just needed to grind a little bit, be willing to get those 2 or 3 yard gains, and hopefully at the end of the game, those will pay off for us. In the third quarter, we were able to stop them. They got the ball right away. We were able to stop them. And then we went on a nice, I think it was a 65-yard drive. Riley Tash. We ran a little halfback option pass, so Riley pitched it to Grady Hangel, and then Grady threw a little jump ball up to Dawson Bunkey in the end zone. That was, again, another 1 yard pass completion, but a big swing of momentum for us, and obviously tie the game at 14. We were able to get another stop, and then on our next possession, Riley touched to Grady Hangel again. Through the air this time, 48 yards. Riley stayed in the pocket, took one heck of a hit, but kind of threw a ball up there for Grady to go get. Grady went and got it. He was able to finish that in the end zone and also make the extra point. Then Randolph responded again, you know, like I talked about before, it was just back and forth, mostly on the ground on the next drive. Charles Gustafson, nice running back, quick. He's not very big height-wise, but he's as strong and he is fast. They kind of ran a zone read, and he's able to take it in for 36-yard gain. And then we were able to stop the two-point conversion. So here we sit at 6-6 again. 2020, excuse me. We were able to put a nice drive together. Kind of went back and forth after that. In the fourth quarter, one possession, we each punted. And then we were basically able just to grind one out on the ground. We had one holding penalty. Samson Wolkemeyer had a nice pass to get some of that, or nice reception, excuse me, to get some of that yardage back. And then between Grady and Jonah Bunke on the ground, able to just grind out a drive and get our final touchdown of regulation to make it 28-20. But I think there was 2 minutes and 43 seconds left. Randolph was able to drive down the field. They got Jameson Exley. I think he's a freshman. He had a 30-yard touchdown pass. Kind of got between our safeties. Our coverage broke down a little bit. We let a guy between our safeties, and Batchelor at the quarterback was able to find him. He goes in for the touchdown, 2-point conversion, 26-28 now. 2-point conversion, the Ken ran trips to the right. We had it covered well. Quarterback gets out of the pocket. Andrew Wilkmore is hanging all over him. Makes an unbelievable throw across his body. He finds Tyson Corman. He's able to go up and get it. 28 all again. We had the ball to end regulation. Made a nice drive. I think we got down to about the 30. And just unable to convert. So overtime we go. Four running plays for us in overtime, all to the left, right behind Andrew Wilkemeyer, Owen Fenske, and Jackson Bergen, our three senior O linemen, and Caden Johnson, Titan Tech outs, and Jonah Bunke deep in that I set. We're able to punch it in on 4th and 1. In overtime, just did a heck of a job, our offensive line and fullbacks. And then on the 2-point conversion, Riley Tesh hit Grady on kind of a whip route. Coach Hankey calls it a Renfro, and it's kind of an out to an in. So very excited, up 36-28. Then we were able to stop Randolph on their attempt in overtime. They got down to the 2-yard line. They had a running play on 1st down. They got no gain. Incomplete on 2nd down. Incomplete pass. Kind of a jet sweep on 3rd down. They got down to the 2-yard line. And then we were able to stop them on 4th down. Caden Johnson kind of came on a blitz from his linebacker spot. Got to the quarterback. He threw it up for grabs, and Grady was able to bring it down. So just an unbelievable, fun, back-and-forth game. Just really, really proud of our kids.
Yeah, back-and-forth game. A big win for the Trojans, like we mentioned. 36-28, the final score in overtime. Davin Thompson with us, the head coach of the Rushford Peterson Trojans. 4 wins in a row now for RP, coach. What's been working well for you guys? The defense all season long has been really good. The offense, too. You're scoring over 31 points per game, allowing just 14. What's been working well for the Trojans?
And I think defensively, like we talked at halftime, we just got to go. You know, when everybody does their own job, we're a really good defense. When I start trying to do somebody else's job and they're doing somebody else's job and somebody else is trying to do somebody else's job, we're not very good. And obviously, we don't stay gap disciplined and we let some things go. But when we play together, it looks really good. You know, our defensive line has been doing a really good job. You know, the secondary is doing a good job. Play a lot of man-to-man, so you're pretty exposed. And you got to be willing, if you get beat, to just flush it and move on to the next play. So defensively, I think we've just been doing a really good job of just trying to keep it simple and then going. Just go. Using our hands, getting off blocks, and creating disturbance. You know, the last play of overtime, I thought is a good thing to show the kids, because you know, when the game got a little bit tighter, we weren't blitzing, we weren't filling our gaps maybe as fast as we should be. The last play in overtime, that linebacker Caden Johnson, as soon as it snapped, boom, he's into his blitz, he's into his gap, he causes a pressure, we get an interception, we win the game. So some of that stuff is great to show the kids, and it's great for them to understand and trust the process that that's what I need to do. Offensively, Coach Hinkie's got those boys rolling pretty good up front. I've mentioned them before, but Andrew Wilkemeyer, Jackson Bergen, Owen Fenske, Camden Anderson, Ingram, and Evan Kammerer up front. We've been able to run the ball effectively. The fullbacks in Jonah Bunky and Titan. Last night we put Jonah in the back a little bit, bring Caden Johnson in at a fullback. Just, Grady is an unbelievable athlete. It seems like when he cuts, he almost starts going faster, and he can take it to the house at any time. And Jonah, along with those fullbacks, are just body blows. And I think towards the end of the game, in overtime, some of those blows from the first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, they were finally starting to take effect on Randolph. And we were able just to grind four downs, 3 yards in the dust, so to speak, and get a touchdown in overtime. So just unbelievably proud of the grind of our kids being willing, to grind the ball out on the ground and then, get those big plays through the air when people load the box on us.
Davin Thompson with us, the head coach of the Rushford Peterson Trojans. Coach, you have a Hayfield next week at home. What do you expect to see from the Vikings? And a short turnaround, you're playing on a Thursday night.
Yep, Thursday night game. Hayfield is a much improved team. Obviously have good athletes, being in the state tournament in basketball and baseball the past 2 years, and winning the state tournaments. So good athletes that know how to win. They're going to spread the field out, offensively. So, we're going to have to cover the field again, which is good for us. And, we just need to stick and get better at doing what we're doing, being able to run the football and play solid physical defense. The brand of football we play, a lot of people don't necessarily like playing against just down after down after down after down being physical. So we got to keep concentrate on that and just execute, clean up the mistakes that we made and take another step.
Davin Thompson with us, the head coach of the Rushford Peterson Trojans. A thrilling win last night over Randolph, 36-28 in overtime. They are 5-1 on the season and take on Hayfield at home next Thursday night. Coach, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and good luck next week.
Thanks for having us on, Luke.
We got more Coach's Corner on the way next this morning right here on 103.1 KFIL.